Motare Mayor Councillor Tatenda Namara told residents during a consultative meeting organized by the United Mutare Residents and Ratepayers Trust that the council is currently implementing the recommendations. Namara said they are at the moment streamlining the local authority in order to have a sustainable wage bill. The council had at least 1,500 employees at the time the special audit was conducted in December last year. At least 75% of its revenues was being gobbled by salaries. The mayor said the council did not renew the contracts of the affected workers in an attempt to reduce its huge wage bill.
In terms of reducing our employment costs, we have laid off all the 246 contract employees, and we have a few remaining contract employees whose contracts will be terminated.
Namarare also said the council is currently looking for a town clerk and chamber secretary in line with the government recommendations. He bemoaned mayor's lack of executive powers, which the city further noted has led to serious managerial challenges in most local authorities. He said as a result, mayors are being bypassed by managers when allocating land to the people, an issue that was highlighted in the audit report as promoting corruption.
We are actually appealing to the local government minister that if you could allow us as mayors to have certain signing powers over certain important council activities, I think the current challenges that we are facing, we might be able to control it.
The mayor said current mayors need to have authority to approve any land sales together with senior council managers so as to minimize underhand deals in land sales. The chairperson of the Parliamentary Portfolio Committee on Local Government, Urban and Rural Development, Irene Zindi, who is also the Mutasa South member of the House of Assembly, decried the government's usually slow action on reports of maladministration and corruption. She was reacting to concerns expressed by residents on delays in reporting alleged cases of corruption in the Mutare City Council. Zindi said it was heartbreaking that some council officials were allegedly involved in corrupt activities.
The rest of the citizens suffer simply because of people who had actually awarded them such hefty allowances, such hefty salaries at a time when service delivery is suffering.
Some of the ex-top council officials are planning to take the city to court, claiming that their contracts were unfairly terminated. She expressed dismay over the slow pace of the government in addressing cases of corruption.
We are critical that the government, which is the executive, almost always tends to drag their feet to take corrective measures. They will only take corrective measures when so much harm would have been done. And that this is what is obtained with the city of Mutare.
She urged residents to exercise their rights through engaging a committee on issues of service delivery and approach line ministries such as the Ministry of Mines on issues of pollution in key water sources, relocations of villagers, and lack of benefits in mineral resources. Reporting for Studio 7 in Mutare, this is Lloyd Damoyo.